Part 2. You'll hear a teacher, called Mrs. Oldham, talking to a group of students and their parents about an upcoming school trip. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Good evening. I'm Mrs. Oldham and this is Miss Henderson. We've asked you to come here this evening so we can give you some more detailed information about the school trip to Scotland that your children will be going on in July. Everyone's handed in their completed application forms and paid their deposit of £100, so thank you for that. The outstanding sum of £150 must be paid by the 25th of May, in other words, by the end of next week. We've booked accommodation and transport, but we need to pay the balance in full by the 31st of May, so please make sure you pay the money promptly. As you know, we'll be travelling to Scotland by coach, and we'll need to leave the school by 9 o'clock in the morning on the 16th of July. Please make sure that your children are here outside the school gate on that morning at 7:30. It will take time to load the luggage onto the coaches and get everybody on board, so please don't be late. It'll then take us the majority of the day to get there, but of course there will be several stops on the way for something to eat and drink, and also so we can use the bathroom. We'll be away for 4 nights, and we're due to arrive at our hotel in the afternoon. There will be time for us to unpack and get settled in before we have dinner at 8 o'clock. The Castle Gate Hotel has a restaurant with an excellent reputation, so I'm sure we'll have a lovely supper there. Students will be sharing rooms in groups of 3, and it will avoid confusion and save time if they can get themselves into groups of 3 before we arrive at the hotel. We're going to have a very busy few days visiting the local attractions, and students must look after their own belongings. Of course, they're welcome to bring cameras and mobile phones. I know you'll want to stay in touch with them while they're away, but we can't take any responsibility if something is lost or damaged. Although the entrance fees to all the places we visit are included in the price of the trip, students will need to bring some spending money with them for refreshments or souvenirs they may want to buy while we're out and about. They'll be able to keep their money safely in their hotel room. There is a safety deposit box in each room for that purpose, so it won't be necessary for students to carry a lot of cash around with them each day. Even though it's summer, the weather in Scotland can be changeable, so when you're packing for the trip, make sure that you have a few warm clothes and a good pair of sensible shoes with you. We could get rain, so you'll need a light, waterproof jacket or an umbrella just in case. Now, is there anything else I need to tell you about? Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. I'm going to be passing these forms out, and I want each of you to take one, fill it in, and return it to me tonight. It's to do with any dietary requirements you may have. For example, are you a vegetarian or do you have a food allergy? The hotel needs to know any special dietary requirements because they're going to be providing a packed lunch each day, so that information is important. Now, let me give you my telephone number so that you can reach me either before we go or while we're away. It's 0725 556 882. Let me repeat that. It's 0725 556 882. Right, I think that's all. Does anyone have any questions?
Now you'll hear part two again.
Good evening. I'm Mrs. Oldham and this is Miss Henderson. We've asked you to come here this evening so we can give you some more detailed information about the school trip to Scotland that your children will be going on in July. Everyone's handed in their completed application forms and paid their deposit of £100, so thank you for that. The outstanding sum of £150 must be paid by the 25th of May, in other words, by the end of next week. We've booked accommodation and transport, but we need to pay the balance in full by the 31st of May, so please make sure you pay the money promptly. As you know, we'll be travelling to Scotland by coach, and we'll need to leave the school by 9 o'clock in the morning on the 16th of July. Please make sure that your children are here, outside the school gate, on that morning at 7:30. It will take time to load the luggage onto the coaches and get everybody on board, so please don't be late. It'll then take us the majority of the day to get there, but of course there will be several stops on the way for something to eat and drink, and also so we can use the bathroom. We'll be away for 4 nights, and we're due to arrive at our hotel in the afternoon. There will be time for us to unpack and get settled in before we have dinner at 8 o'clock. The Castlegate Hotel has a restaurant with an excellent reputation, so I'm sure we'll have a lovely supper there. Students will be sharing rooms in groups of three, and it will avoid confusion and save time if they can get themselves into groups of three before we arrive at the hotel. We're going to have a very busy few days visiting the local attractions, and students must look after their own belongings. Of course, they're welcome to bring cameras and mobile phones. I know you'll want to stay in touch with them while they're away, but we can't take any responsibility if something is lost or damaged. Although the entrance fees to all the places we visit are included in the price of the trip, students will need to bring some spending money with them for refreshments or souvenirs they may want to buy while we're out and about. They'll be able to keep their money safely in their hotel room. There is a safety deposit box in each room for that purpose, so it won't be necessary for students to carry a lot of cash around with them each day. Even though it's summer, the weather in Scotland can be changeable, so when you're packing for the trip, make sure that you have a few warm clothes and a good pair of sensible shoes with you. We could get rain, so you'll need a light waterproof jacket or an umbrella just in case. Now, is there anything else I need to tell you about? Oh, yes, I nearly forgot. I'm going to be passing these forms out, and I want each of you to take one, fill it in, and return it to me tonight. It's to do with any dietary requirements you may have. For example, are you a vegetarian, or do you have a food allergy? The hotel needs to know any special dietary requirements because they're going to be providing a packed lunch each day, so that information is important. Now, let me give you my telephone number so that you can reach me either before we go or while we're away. It's 0725 556 882. Let me repeat that. It's 0725 556 882. Right, I think that's all. Does anyone have any questions?
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.